Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He speaks to us in the heart, and He loves us. He's watching over us for our good, even our protection. It's our business to live. It's in our best interest to live. Now God intended us to live just like He does. Just like He does. No different. No worse. But we have to build our lives. And we have to grow from glory to glory to build our lives. And through Christ, He's helping us do it. This is His desire for all men. Sometimes it's surprising how much God loves us. Now, we as Christians, we talk about revelation, having knowledge revealed to us. I'm not talking about the book of Revelation, though it is a revelation. The book of Revelations is it's a revelation of what's going to happen that God gave John. And then John gave it to us. He wrote it down so that it could be recorded, and it was. And the Holy Spirit made sure that men recorded it so we could read what God revealed to John. It's a revelation. Now, sometimes the truths of God is a revelation to us, things we didn't know before. Then the Lord shall give us information, and we have clarity and understanding because His word and His will and what's about to happen is revealed to us. Now, everybody go their own way, and the Lord give us light. And if we come to the light of God's word, the revelation of God's word, when it's revealed to us, it's light to us. And when we do it, it works in our lives. The word of God works. It's alive. The word of God is alive. So the word of God is alive in the original language that it was written in. Because it's alive, it was translated to every language, but it's still alive and it still works. A man said, well, how do we know that that's the word of God that you can trust? I said, because it works. The word of God is living. It's alive. It's more alive than you are. It doesn't have to breathe and see and hear, but it does. It's alive and it gives us life, the life of God. See, the life of God is just, all it is, it's the living life of God recording on paper. It's recorded on paper, and when people read it, it brings life, the life of God, into their life. And they can make the same judgments that God makes. In other words, you can order your life according to God's word. You can do God's word, and it will build your life up. If you keep reading it, your heart, you get stronger in your heart. You grow in courage. It gives you the right to pray and activate heaven. You're activating God on your behalf when you believe His word. The translations is alive. And if anybody stand on it, the Lord will back you up. And that's how I live. My faith is on. I believe on Jesus Christ. I believed on Jesus Christ in the month of May in 1983, on the last Friday of that month. It was paid. I have to look up what date that was, but that was the day I believed on Jesus Christ. Now, I believe he was the Son of God before that. But I believed on Him as my Savior that Friday. So you can believe that Jesus is Lord, but did you make Him your Lord? And I made Him my Lord. Now from that time, my faith was on. Faith was forming before that moment. But when I made Him my Lord, my faith was on. I was believing that He's my Lord. He is my Savior. He washed my sins away. And the Lord forgave me of all my sins. So the sin problem was fixed. But I didn't know how to live. But I had a new heart, and salvation was forming in me. I was saved. I was God's child, his son. And I couldn't go back to not being his son. It wasn't my will to do that. And I started doing whatever he said do. I didn't always understand it. It didn't always make sense to my unrenewed mind. But I did it. I said, I trust him as my savior. I'll trust him. I'll do what he said do. And found out that every time I did, I was not disappointed. I found out it works. And then greater things were revealed to me. And that's what I've been trying to say lately. When you take God at his word, greater things will definitely be revealed to you. You won't be in the dark anymore. No more will you be in the dark about anything in that area. Whatever revelation you receive, whatever you receive from the Lord, you're going to grow from glory to glory. And you're going to see the things of God unfold in your life and the reasons why he said do it this way or do it that way. I once had a problem, you know, with turning the other cheek, being a blessing to people that I know don't like me. That goes against the way of this world. But as I did those things, I found out it's beautiful and it works. It helps people see who God is. It takes God out of the pages and put him up front and now in real time, in the present. We reveal the God of the pages of the Holy Word of God when we do his word. The word of God is alive. Everything else is dead. They exist, but they're dead. Every other doctrine, every alternative, every other religion, and the thoughts of men that's not according to the word of God, it's all dead. It's no good. It cannot work. It can't help you. It's important to know the things of God and hear him out and see what he say do. His word is alive. His word is alive in us. And we must take him at his word. God loves us, folks. He's here for us. He wants to be a blessing to you. He wants to be a blessing to me. He thinks of everything. And the more I do his word, the more I appreciate my God and his word. I love his will. I love his ways. And I love his people because I greatly love him. And now it's my will to love people just like God loves me. I want to see people better off. I want to see people grow. I want to see people do the things of God, the living things, and not be hurt by the wiles of the devil. Satan is a liar. I can't let him get away with taking God's people to hell. I won't let him get away with it. I'm going to say something. I'm going to expose him the best I can. We are fighting. Me and Satan is enemies. I don't like him, and he don't like me either. And I don't care that he don't like me. I don't like him. I don't like his ways. I don't like what he stands for. I hate his purpose against God's people. He wants to take you out and deceive you. But the people of God that love God, they won't be destroyed by him. And now he has a right to be here because his time will be over when Adam's lease runs out. So until that time, he has a right to be here. I can't make him not exist. I have power over him. If he fight me, I fight him back. I take authority over his works and I rebuke him. And I stopped his purpose in my life, but I let people know that they can do the same thing. And whether they do or not, that's up to them. You don't have to let the enemy bully you around. But God will help you build your life. God is not going to force you to build your life. It's not God's responsibility to make you build your life the right way. If things go wrong in your life, it's not God's fault. God's never behind it. And if things go right in your life, that's God's desire. But that doesn't mean that you're in right standings with him. If you do his word, you're in right standings with him. You can't always trust the things that go right or the things that go wrong. Sometimes the enemy attacks. Sometimes the things that look good is actually an attack. The enemy will sow the wrong people in your life. He'll introduce the wrong people and influence you to trust the wrong people. And at first, everything looks good. Only by the Holy Spirit can you know who your true friends are and who your true enemies are. Now, when they reveal themselves, it's too late. If they kill you or hurt you or steal from you and you didn't see it coming, that's not good. We need to know that there's an enemy out there. Now, we love everybody with God's kind of love. The same way God loves us, that's how we love others. But you have to trust him. You have to trust the Lord. You have to take the Lord at his word. You can't believe everything you see or hear. But with righteousness, make your judgments. And the word of God will help you do it. And the guidance of trusting the guidance of the Holy Spirit will also help you do it. And if you don't, if you follow the Lord, you can do all things through Christ, who strengthens you, who loves you, who guides you in life. He will help you be the best you that you can be. The word of God will enhance your identity. The Lord will not take away your individual uniqueness, and he will enhance your personality, not destroy it, not hide it. Now, we always talk about Christ being formed in us. When Christ is formed in you, hear me good, when Christ is formed in you, now you're living according to God's word, according to God's love, and the created person that God created you to be will arise. You will become fearless if you were fearful. Generational curses, the way the enemy tricked your family, your ancestors, ahead of you. The way he deceived them, those demons, those deceptions, and old dead logic will fall off your life. And you'll operate according to the word of God. Now, the created part that God created you to be will arise. Your personality will flourish. People will get to see the real you in real time. It's beautiful. You're going to love it. And your friends, they'll say, people remember you. Whatever, your past is recorded and it's etched in their mind and in the way that they see and view you. Now, 10 years may have gone by and you are out of touch. They went their way, you went yours. They may have got married, moved to another state. And then at a reunion, you get to know them again. Now, they've changed and you've changed. And they remember the way you were. But in Christ, we grow from glory to glory. Now, let's say you've been growing from glory to glory continually over the last 9 years, since the time that they saw you. You've changed. You've gotten saved. You've changed. Or either you've grown. And when you catch up, they'll see God's handiwork in your life. And they'll reprogram the way that they see you. But if you're the same that as you were 10 years ago and no different, that's not good. People expect you to grow. Your real friends expect you to grow and change and things to get better. They don't want to see things go bad. They know how life is. They want the best for you. They want your marriage to work. Everybody knows that marriages can fail or be enhanced. And they know how rugged life can be in this world. Now, the life of God is good. It's ever progressive. But life in the world system can be very evil and hard to deal with. So as we grow from glory to glory, we change, and God will help us do that, because that's what He does. He grows from glory to glory. God knows everything, but the way He taught me was, He said He know everything, but everything must be proven. And there's some things that God knows He has to create people to prove it. That's a subject for another day. But the same way God grows from glory to glory, the same way He built everything that's made, is by the same word that He gave us. He donated His word. He gave us His life, His word, His will. If you trust it, you're going to love it. It's going to work in your life. It's going to transform your life to be something much greater. Remember, we were designed to live forever. We have interest, things that we're interested in, that God put there. Along the course of time, it will come up and come out. You're going to grow. There's nothing you can't learn. There's nothing you can't do. If you want to do it, there's a way to do it. I work with mechanics, and mechanics fix cars differently. We don't work the same way. We don't repair cars the same way. A friend of mine said, well, they do it this way and we do it that way. And he was worried about how I said, don't worry about that. It's when it leaves, it's going to be right. I said, everybody works different and they do it different, but they do it and they get the job done. And they do it that way and it's going to work. We don't fix cars the same way. Everybody got their own style of doing things. And it's going to work. And sometimes it looks weird. Sometimes they talk about the way I fix things. Now I do things differently. I don't even fix cars the same way. Every time I do one, I do it a little different. I try new things to find shortcuts and ways of doing it better. I change it up a little bit, because I'm growing. As I grow, I learn better. If I learn something new and better, I do it. What I'm saying is, every person has their own individual uniqueness, the way they see things and process and understand things. There's not another person like them. There are people that are similar, but not just like them. Even twins are different. Even identical twins are different in their way. Now, as we grow from glory to glory, we're going to see the things of God. And we're going to see what can be done. We want the Lord's will in our lives. And we want to see God mightily move throughout our life. If you trust His word, His ways, His methods, it's going to work. And remember this. Whenever God tells you to do something, you have His ability to do it. Because an anointing to do that thing comes with it. Especially in ministry. Ministry is not built by the mind of man. It's built by the heart of God. And if you try to do it another way, it's not going to work right. In other words, if you pattern yourself after others instead of the Holy Spirit, you're out of the realm of your anointing. But if you do what God tells you to do, you're within the realm of your anointing. And it works. It works better in an exponential multiplier way. The anointing is much greater, than the power of man. It's not by by power, nor by might, but by my spirit. So when you following the instruction of the Holy Spirit, when you follow, when you're doing it His way, it's you outclass the world. When you're doing it God's way, it works. You can do much greater than you can ever expect. Now know this. This is true. It works. There's no guesswork in what I'm saying. All of these things are certain. I found it to be certain, and so it is true. And the Lord our God will reveal even more to you. Trust His way of doing everything. God will not do you wrong. He will bless you, and you're going to love it. You're going to find out that you can't be defeated. And that's a blessing all by itself. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.